So far, Krishna has told us what is sattva, what is rajas, what is tamas. We have heard that sattva is purity, clear knowledge, clear understanding, wisdom, and right action. And then we have heard that rajas is passion, activity leading to greed, attachment. And then tamas, we have heard, is laziness, heedlessness, don't care, lazy and just doesn't do anything, expects the world to take care of him. So then my next question to the Lord is, okay, if I struggle hard, you know, I was in tamas, I was lazy, I became active, and from, we had studied last week, and then from rajas I struggled and finally I am a sattvic, I'm working so hard and I have to maintain myself. In sattva, I have to meet saints and read good books and give up things that for indulgence and all, and give up my, you know, things that I used to love to enjoy and indulge. But what am I going to get out of it? Am I going to get anything? You know, because we are all profit motivated. If I get something, only then I will do it. Otherwise, I'm not interested in just spending my time. I'd rather, you know, khao piyo maja karo. I'd rather eat, drink and be merry. You know, why should I think about all this? What is the benefit of that? So today Krishna will tell us what is the benefit of sattva and what is the loss in rajas and tamas. So verse number 16, chapter 14, verse number 16. Karmana sukritasyahuhu. Sattvikam nirmalam phalam.
Sattvikam nirmalam phalam.
Rajasastu phalam dukkham.
Rajasastu phalam dukkham.
Ajnanam tamasah phalam.
Ajnanam tamasah phalam.
So phala means fruit. Phala also means the result, because as you, when you grow a tree, you plant a mango tree, after 10 years you get the fruit. So fruit is the result of our effort. So here he says, karmana sukritas yahu. Ahu means they say. Whenever Krishna says ahu, what he is referring is to the great rishis in the past. Because our knowledge, as we know, Hinduism does not have one prophet, one book, one path. But there was this whole series of rishis over thousands of years who had given us this knowledge, and that was then subsequently compiled by Ved Vyas Maharaj, Muni Bhagwan Ved Vyasji, into the four Vedas. So when he says Ahu, he's referring to all the great rishis in the past. So he says, Sukarmana Sukrita. Sukrita means, Krita means done, Sukrita means well done. So Karmana, activities that are well done, good activities, it is said, what are they called? They are called sattvic. They are called pure activities. And the phala is nirmalam. The fruit is pure. Nirmala means dirt. Nirmala means without dirt. Pure, that is the result. Purity is the result of sattvic activities. And how about rajasic activities? Rajasastu phalam dukkham. It is sorrow. And how about tamas? Tamas ajnanam. It is ignorance is the result of tamasic activities. So let us spend a little time talking about this. As we had said, and also Gurudev says in his commentary, that as our vasanas, so are our thoughts, and as our thoughts, so are our actions. So like today, we are all here because we wanted to hear what the Lord has to say in the, about these gunas. And so that was our desire that brought us here, and that's why we are, what he calls, submerging us in these spiritual thoughts. So hopefully that will reflect in our actions. So a person who is sattvic, whose actions are pure, his heart is very pure. It is nirmalam. It is without dirt. And then that person's actions are also pure. His actions are pure. He's serving the world. He's seeing oneness, because that pure vision makes him see the oneness. And he develops spontaneous love. In Rajas, his actions were selfish, but as he becomes more sattvic, his actions are more unselfish, he is more sharing, he is more compassionate, he is kind. He starts with his family, his, you know, the compassion not only to his family but extends to his neighborhood, the community, the whole world. That's why, you know, we say Vasudeva Kutumbakam, that this whole universe is my family and they're all Krishna. I see Krishna in everybody. So that is the goal of the sattvic individual. But a person might say, I have too much rajas. You know, I like to work, but I work selfishly. I only think of myself. And sometimes I do things that are not right, or I may cheat, or I may hurt somebody, or I may be dishonest, or I may be selfish. So how do I change? So Gurudev says it very beautifully. He says that right away to change your vasanas, of course, is very difficult, because vasanas are our pre-existing tendencies that we were born with. That's very difficult. Thoughts, even thoughts are difficult. How can I change my thoughts? It's not that easy. Like if I tell you right now, don't think of camel. Can you not think of a camel? No. So you cannot influence your thoughts right away. So they say that you start by changing your actions. You say, from tomorrow I will, whatever Krishna has said in the first 15 verses, how a sattvic person should work, I'll start doing that from tomorrow. I'll start making effort to be more kind, more loving, more sharing, and think about others. Don't only think about myself. And then spend some time in prayer, in meditation, in thinking about the Lord, associating with saints, you know, meeting, you know, people, like-minded people like this. So as I start doing sattvic actions, in the beginning my thoughts may be very passionate, very angry, my desire may be just to be lazy. But as I mechanically start doing these actions, I just force myself, then slowly it becomes a habit, like for a child. In the beginning you tell him, you know, you have to get up in the morning, exercise, study and all, and he will resist. But as the parents insist, or even for yourself, you know, you say, I'm going to get up tomorrow morning and do yoga and then meditate for a while. In the beginning, you turn off the alarm clock and go to sleep. But as you willpower, you discipline yourself. No, I have to get up. I have resolved, and I cannot be a weakling. You know, I'm a human. I'm intelligent. I'm not going to be a slave to my passions, to my desires. I know what I have to do. So then as you mechanically start getting up every morning at 5:30 or 6, then slowly, slowly your body gets trained and your clock automatically, you don't even need to put the alarm. And then what happens is that as you do these pure actions, you start getting joy, because then you realize that there is much more joy in giving than in receiving. Even, you know, Saint Francis says that it is in giving that we receive. And then you realize that with this sattvic activities, the mind is so much more peaceful, I am so much happier, that then it becomes a habit. Then you say, that's good. From now on, I'll do it automatically. And then slowly your thoughts change. And as your thoughts change, and with repeated actions, you can change your vasanas. You can, because we created our own vasanas. It's nobody, it's not God who sent us with this vasanas of alcohol or cigarette or smoking or eating or enjoying. We created it, so we can undo it. So it says you start by at the body level working in that direction, then it will change your thoughts, ideas, and ultimately your vasana. So that is how you can go from rajas to sattva and change your behavior. Then how about rajas? It says rajas astu phalam dukkham. Why is a fruit of rajas dukkham? You know, they say in rajas you have to work hard, acquire everything you want and possess, and you become very rich and very successful, and you are the number one businessman in the whole town. Oh, what's the dukkham in that? That sounds like great. That's a wonderful life. But the problem with that is that nothing in this world is permanent. You may be number one, you know, you may be very successful, you know, you built an organization and you did so much work. And after a few years, a new committee comes and they say, this guy is old, you know, kick him out. We don't need him. Even here we find there's a cardiology group. The guy who set up the group and brought all the other cardiologists, after a few years, they kicked him out, the founder of the group. They said he's too old. So the end result is dukkham, you know, or situations change. You know, your own capacities get reduced. You know, at one time you could work so hard, you could accomplish so much, and then your body gets weaker, your mind and intellect gets, you know, sluggish, and you can't achieve the same things. And then you say, at one time, you know, I could do so much, and now look. So either you change, the situations change, or the people around you change. Nothing is permanent. Even if you keep getting, but sooner or later there will be somebody who will achieve more than you. And then you will be jealous, you know, why does that guy have so much? And not only in this material, even in the spiritual world, people will say, I have only 100 people coming to my church, but the church across the street, how come they have 300? So jealousy comes even there. You know, competition, or like there is a guru and there are two disciples. One will say, I am a better disciple of the guru than this. Or I go to church, you know, 3 days a week and he only goes once. So this jealousy and competition arises in all fields. So the end result of rajas is that sooner or later it will end in sorrow. Why? Because that is the result of all activities in the world. Anything that you do in the world, not in the spiritual world, but in the material world, sooner or later will result in sorrow. That is inevitable. Krishna says that. I don't say it. So if you have a problem, go talk to him. But it's a fact. If you look at it, the world has always ends up in sorrow. So how does a sattvic person handle that? His body also is going to get old. He's also going to get disappointments in life. He will also have problems. Nobody's, you know, he says, kabhi kisi ko mukammal jahan nahi milta. You know, in Umrao Jahan, there's a very beautiful ghazal that nobody's life is perfect. In this world, nobody has a perfect life. And the sattvic person also knows that sooner or later, life is going to give me a kick. So how does he handle? He says, sorrow is expected. He said, I know. Whatever I accomplish in the world, yes, it may give me a temporary joy, but in the end result will be sorrow. The only permanent joy is in a permanent thing. And what is permanent? God. That is only one. So as long as your mind is directed towards the spiritual path, slowly, slowly you experience that inner joy, because the Lord is within us as Om, as life, as consciousness. So as you go inward with prayer, with meditation, with study, you discover that joy, and then worldly sorrows do not bother them. You look at these saints, you know, look at these gurus, some of them, you know, how much they were tortured. Look at Jesus, look at these Sikh gurus who were tortured by the Muslims. Look at Tukaram, look at Gyaneshwar, look at Mirabai. How many problems they had in the world. They said, nothing matters. Mere to Girdhar Gopal, dusra na koi. As long as I have the Lord with me, I don't care. The whole world can be against me. And so he knows that the world is going to give him sorrow. And when sorrow comes, he says, that is inevitable. The body ultimately is going to give me sorrow. Sooner or later, I'll get arthritis, I'll get Alzheimer's, I'll get cancer. You know, that's the nature of the body. My mind, sooner or later, somebody will give me sorrow. You know, intellectually, my brain will decline. But it's expected. It's time to leave the body. It's like when you are expecting sorrow, then you don't, but the rajasic person never expects. He thinks, things will always remain. The more I work, the more I'll get. And then when sorrow comes, he gets miserable. It's like, say you have an old grandmother or somebody in your house, and she's very sick, and she has been sick for 6 months, bedridden in the hospital. And you know that, you know, poor thing, she's suffering and she's very sick. And when it finally, she leaves the body, you say, it was expected. You know, she was expected to pass, and it is good. She got relief from suffering. But suppose the same grandmother is hale and hearty and active, and she goes to the bathroom one day, suffers a heart attack, and it's unexpectedly passes away. The shock is more. So a sattvic person expects sorrow. So he says, sorrow comes, it's okay. it'll happen, and he handles it. But a rajasic person, unexpectedly sorrow comes, he becomes miserable. So that is the difference between how a wise person handles sorrow and how an unwise person handles sorrow. And we have to realize that sooner or later, life will give us problems. And you deal with them. It's not that you lie down and accept everything, but at the end, it's the nature of the world. The world will never give permanent sorrow. And how about tamas? He said, tamas, ajnanam. The result of tamas is ignorance. And what is ignorance? He does not know what is right. He does not know what is wrong. He does not know what I'm supposed to do. He does not know what I should not do. He just drifts in life, living foolishly and just doing things, absolutely unintelligently. He does not care for the world. He does not even care for himself. He lives a life of total misery, total ignorance, and then he just suffers and, expects people to take care of him. And so such a person, for him, his actions are also wrong. He'll do, and if he wants to get something, his only resort is, stealing, cheating, dealing drugs, things like that. So that is the result of sattva, rajas, and tamas. And one should know. See, the idea of studying these scriptures is that they tell you what is going to come ahead, so you're not surprised. It's like they tell you, 1 mile further there will be a Pizza Hut. Then I immediately take the exit. I know that it's coming, so the exit I take. So you're warned ahead of time. So similarly, Krishna is warning us what we can expect from life. It's a very, very beautiful verse. If anybody has any comments or any suggestions, any discussion. We have the right knowledge intellectually, but our mind is used to the easy way out. And so the body follows the directions of the mind. And we'll be talking in the next verse about Mr. Desire and Mr. Willpower. Your question will be answered. I have that. So what is the difference between desire and willpower and how we can work on that? But I think that's an excellent question. Thank you. So we'll address that. Om Sarve Bhavantu Sukhinaha. Sarve Santu Niramayaha. Sarve Bhadrani Pasyantu. Ma Kaschid Dukha Bhag Bhavet. Om Shanti Shanti Shanti. Hari Om Shri Gurubhyo Namah. Hari Om. Thank you.